Time certainly keeps slipping into the future, doesn't it? When I realized that Voices of Travel, Stories from the Pages of Canadian Travel Press, was published in 2013, certainly left me wondering where the time had gone, and it also made me marvel at the things that have happened in this industry in the past decade. But I digress. Voices of Travel, Stories from the Pages of Canadian Travel Press was a first for the industry here in Canada. It was a book that combined history with storytelling. And while it was certainly informative to see when things happened in this industry, what drew people in were the stories. 40 industry icons telling their stories, offering their opinions, and taking the time to reflect on their experiences in this industry. People like Len Nathan, Jeff Barlow, Peter Lynette, John Kennedy, Bruce Hodge, Clive Farmer, Vanessa Lee, Jean-Marc Eustace, Kaylin Rovinescu, Robert Deluce, Mark Rosenberg, Susan Bowman, Linda Sinclair, Surjit Babra, and so many more. Their stories captured the character and the resolve of the people who work in travel. Independent, entrepreneurial, inspired, resilient, persistent, visionary, and always larger than life. Over the years, so many of you have taken the time to talk to us here at Canadian Travel Press, and those conversations are precious. You certainly told us some remarkable stories. So, after a decade, and as we approach our 60th anniversary, the team at Canadian Travel Press decided it was time to listen to some new voices. We spent the past year conducting video interviews with 15 remarkable industry professionals. Brian Robertson, Denise Heffron, David Harris, Stephanie Bishop, Bruce Poon-Tip, Fleming Freesdale, Christine James, Maureen Barnes-Smith, Joseph Adamo, Michael Marathu, Rocky Racco, Dan Langevin, Wolf Pownick, Susan Webb, and our own David McClung. We asked them to tell us their stories, and the conversations that we had with them captured their passion, their humor, and their character. I'm Bob Mowat, executive editor of Canadian Travel Press and a 45-year veteran observer of Canada's travel industry. And I'm proud to present Voices of Travel, the next chapters. You won't want to miss a single episode.
My name is Brian Robertson. I'm with Direct Travel. I'm the president of Canada West. Been in the business for 40 plus years. Although I have to say, my first experience was a fam trip when I was 16 years old.
Thanks for joining me, Brian. I realize 40 years is a long time ago, but I'm hoping you can cast your mind back and tell me about your first job.
My first job in travel was at Gel Travel in Toronto, and my boss at the time was Ernie King. And I guess what I remember the most about that was he really was knowledgeable about international travel and working with tariffs and really sending people to very interesting places around the world.
Go on. Obviously, you've had a mentor or two during your career.
I mean, I fell into this role, so I didn't really want to be in travel. But my dad got me into travel, so I guess he would be my first mentor. Ernie King taught me a lot back in the day. And then later on in life, I think as we became part of Virtuoso, Matthew Upchurch at Virtuoso really changed the way I looked at travel. And today, Ed Adams.
It was a different world back in the 1980s and 1990s, wasn't it? Maybe you can help our audience understand how different things actually were back then.
Everybody did everything when I started in travel. There were no specialists. And we looked at airline tariffs on paper, and we wrote tickets by hand. So the biggest change, I think, probably was when travel agencies were able to get CRS or GDS, that really moved things along. So that's probably the biggest change back then. Now, it's specialization and technology, travel management companies. The industry's come a long way.
Vision Travel, now Direct Travel, certainly has an interesting history. Can you tell me its story?
Sure, Vision's story. Well, Vision came to life in 2000. It was really a collection of regionals. It was probably some of the brightest minds that I know in travel, at least in retail travel. And our whole idea was to collaborate, work together, be bigger as one. And we grew through mergers and acquisitions. So Vision between 2000 and 2017 grew exponentially. And then we really wanted to expand into the U.S. and we were working with a lot of international travel agencies. Direct Travel was one of them. And we decided to join forces and join with Direct and become a global entity.
But this was when airlines were cutting commissions, cutting agencies off from a major revenue source. What were you thinking?
Well, I mean, that was one of the biggest impacts in regional travel was deregulation. And with that came a zero commission. And we were forced to reinvent ourselves. So service fees, becoming a travel management company, knowing how to manage travel for corporations, charging professional fees for what you're worth, value to the consumer. Lots of things happened then.
You've seen a lot of changes over the course of your career. What's been the biggest change?
The biggest change, probably the internet was a big change because that just made travel access to travel information available to everyone. But it also created chaos because people really didn't know who to trust for where they wanted to go for travel. So in a way, it was advantageous for us in the retail travel community. And I think it's helped us along the way. Other than that change, I mean, world events have been a major change. 9/11, SARS here in Canada, the last 3 years of the pandemic, right? Lots of change.
Have things changed for better or worse?
Oh, things have changed for the better. I mean, technologies have gotten great. I think we're more efficient, we're more knowledgeable. I think our value proposition to travelers is much greater. And today we've got NDC and AI to deal with. So what's next?
Seeing you brought it up, what about AI?
Well, AI is very interesting. I mean, we at Direct Travel have our own AI initiatives, and we're using it more in the corporate space right now for efficiencies with travelers. But I think it's got some useful purposes in our industry.
There's no doubt that the travel industry needs new blood, so to speak. So I'm wondering what advice you'd offer a young person considering a career in travel.
Well, it's still a fun industry. It's not without its challenges. And I think understanding the product knowledge is huge. Getting in with an organization that you can grow with, I think, is important. And keeping up with the latest technologies is going to be key to your success.
So, Brian, 10 years down the road, what's the travel industry going to look like?
It's going to be thriving. There'll be more people traveling. I think the future is bright.
Brian, thanks for telling us your story.
And thanks to all of you for joining me for this episode. I'm Bob Mowat, Executive Editor of Canadian Travel Press, and I hope you'll join me for another remarkable conversation on Voices of Travel, the next chapters.